Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we can dig out the clip of his mentor, you know, when he's talking about kill the white babies, kill the beautiful blue-eyed babies, because they're going to grow up to kill your babies. And when the white woman lays down every month, reinforcements rolls out. So we kill the military manufacturing center. It actually heard like do a perfect imitation. I love doing imitations, as everybody knows. But I'm glad that Quan LX is doesn't talk like that now. And it's, I think he genuinely gets that humanity has to come together. The globalists are trying to play us off against each other. Race politics works for a while. But it's just so destructive. And I'm telling you, so much of what you hear come out of the black and Hispanic radical groups sounds like the Ku Klux Klan. And then as racism is promoted by the media, then it becomes a tactical issue of, well, I'm not racist, but everybody's saying I'm racist and saying I'm bad. They're being racist to me. So then you get forced into it. It's kind of like, I'm not really a Republican. I'm a libertarian. But the Democrats have always hated me because they're the party you're really bringing in the New World Order. The Republicans are kind of their placeholder. And so the Republican libertarian arm has been nicer to me, and so whether I like it or not, I'm put in that camp, and that's the camp you just become part of. And the system knows that. It makes you choose a side. And I just wish we would all become aware of the manipulation and come together for, we love to be in gangs. Let's have a gang of liberty that's based on human justice, free market, ideas, where we admire people that build better and better things and who stand up for what's right in a culture of virtue. Let's reach for the stars or fall into hell. The choice is up to you. Let's talk to Pete in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Nice to hear that show. That was a pretty amazing show right there. Wanted to let you guys know that.
Yeah, you had a lot of call waiting happening, so it was like clicking in and out. But overall, it was an interesting interview.
Yeah, it was, to kind of hear that perspective, it kind of, being out here in Santa Clara, I'm a Latino guy. I grew up in Los Angeles, and I'm out here in Santa Clara out here. So, you know, this division that they're really trying to push on Americans, it makes me sick to my stomach. It just really does. And, you know, I have two daughters, and I definitely always tell my girls, you know, race, don't be race. There's no such thing as race. You know, it's all about pure love you're talking about earlier. You got to love humanity.
But you've also got to have some culture. And the globalists are overriding all of our cultures and bringing in this plastic corporate death. We know we don't want that.
No, absolutely not. That's where you have to be smart about what's going on. You have to be awake. You know, I tell my friends and my family and everybody I'm in contact with, you know, you got to connect dots. You got to be awake. You know, you just can't just, you know, be in the zombie mode. Last night I watched Casablanca, and it kind of opened my mind a little bit about what was going on in this movie. They had all the Germans there. They had the French, and then they had Humphrey Bogart there. You know, he was this kind of neutral guy that really cared about anything, which is more about himself. You have to choose a side right now because, right now, the United States.
Exactly. And they want you to choose a false side that they control the narrative on. They don't want us to come together under a Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, getting out from under the private Federal Reserve. That's the enemy. They want us fighting. And again, it becomes racial because let's say they program Mexico that you're collapsing, so come here, then they go under Democratic Party control. You have to oppose that, but not because you dislike all these poor refugees of the New World Order. You understand it's part of a larger program. So it doesn't mean that there aren't strategic things that go on. It means that you understand the great game, and now you're part of the great game, countering it from a master strategic position, being aware of getting outside the box. Get outside the box, step outside the box. That's what it's all about. Become aware of the game, and then decide not to play and to build your own game. A Stairway to the Stars. We're going to overdrive. More calls coming up.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the media is pressuring John Boehner, the head of the House, to go along with Obamacare and to expand it. And you got Wiener over there. You got Wiener and Boehner and all of them running for mayor again. There just seems to be no end to any of this. All right, that was a horrible attempt at stupid humor. It's now turning to the Benny Hill show. Don't we have the Benny Hill soundtrack for screw-ups around here? Yeah, we should have that more often on the show. When we, like, try to go to a... When I was a kid, I used to stay up late when I stayed at friends' houses, watch Benny Hill. Technical difficulties. Gotta love it. All right, you've been holding long enough. I went into overdrive to take your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Marvin in Texas. We'll talk about QuantLX. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, that actually threw me for a loop. He came off pretty knowledgeable, which I knew he was. But I've talked to Michelle Williams in Tampa, Florida. You remember her? The big new Black Panther Party girl.
Yeah, oh, yeah, really a moronic person.
No, actually, on the phone, this kind of reminded me of this. On the phone, she is highly intelligent. I've spoken with her. I called her out. I've been threatened by the new Black Panther Party, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't scare me. I actually gave him my address and said, come on over. But the point being is I want you to be careful with this guy, with his listeners. He'll say one thing, come off perfect, like a politician, and then turn around and go back to his group and say another thing. And it just reminds
me. No, listen, that's why I brought up Khalid Muhammad, which if you, I mean, it's like, I quoted it earlier. He said, you kill the white babies. Why? Because they'll grow up to kill your babies. And you kill the white woman because every 9 months she lays down and reinforcement rolls out because of the military manufacturing center. I love that clip. But we got to find that somewhere. Anthony Hilder has it. It's Oh, we have it. We're going to play it in a moment. When you talk about just, if that guy was a nice preacher, he had a good Baptist sermon, I could go hear him on Sunday. I love his voice. The military manufacturing center. Anyways, I think I'm going to change my name to Military Manufacturing Center. Sir, I'm going to come back to you, Marvin. Here is the deceased Dr. Muhammad. Here he is.
Why kill the women? First, why kill the babies? Innocent, rule your babies. Kill them now. Why kill the women in South Africa? I said kill the women because the women are the military manufacturing center. And every 9 months they lay down on their backs and reinforcement rolls out from between their legs. So shut down the military manufacturing center by killing the white woman. Why kill the elder crackers? The old crepit crackers in South Africa. How in the hell you think they got old? They got old oppressing and killing.
All right, that's good. We ought to get that black professor, too. Search black professor says kill all whites. It was a few years ago, and they defended it. So my whole point is, this is like Hitler. I mean, that's a genocide. Kill everybody. Hey, don't worry. 7% of the world's white. Most whites are, quote, intermarrying. So there's not going to be any white people. But don't worry. If you got lighter skin, you're going to get killed because you got devil blood. And the devil blood is the most evil and has got to be dealt with. And if you're not as black as Dr. Muhammad, then we're going to chop your head off, you white devil. Anyways, kind of fun to talk like that. Hey, I can do the redneck voices. I can do the black preacher voices as well. I've actually been offered jobs in voiceovers in Hollywood. The problem is I have to live out there. They want you there to do, like, weekly auditions for movies and stuff. Maybe I should just do all that. Take my cracker blood out to Hollywood and make a bunch of money and sit around drinking pina coladas. But I'm not going to do it because I'm part of the military manufacturing center. Man, I love talking like that. I think I should be my new persona. All right, let's go to Jose. Oh, no, Marvin, is that what you're talking about? Are you saying Quan-L X talks like that?
Yeah, I'm just saying you got to be real careful with him because, like, on the new Black Panther article.
But that's coming from a cracker.
Yes, and I'm also in a biracial marriage, and she's part black, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, those babies are evil because they're part white and need to be dealt with.
Yeah, but anyway, like on the Arkansas New Black Panther Party, they're talking about George Zimmerman must be killed, blah, blah, blah. Quan-L associates with these people. So when he said he wasn't part of them, he's probably not, but he still associates with them.
I just got the guy on so we could have a discussion and not just have a fight with each other.
And it was actually it threw me for a loop. I was like, wow. And he pulled a Michelle Williams. Because I would talk to Michelle Williams on the phone, and she would tell me, we got to do this, this, and this. I said, makes perfect sense. Then she would go back out to her
people. Yeah, but she knows she doesn't get on the media unless she says kill, you know, all that kind of stuff they say. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Jose in California. Jose, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, man, that guy is a liar. The blacks are the killers.
You're being sarcastic. That's enough. I appreciate your call, Jose. You probably got a last name like Johnson or something. Now you're calling. I mean, there's just no. People just love fighting over everything. The stupid Zimmerman stuff, man. I tell you, there's just no end to it. Oh, boy. Let's talk to Chris in New York. Chris, you're on the air. Should I do the whole show in the voice of Khalid Muhammad? Infowars.com tonight, 7 o'clock, the news. Al Sharpton, step aside. We're going to expose these racist cracker asses for what they are. Sorry.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Turn your radio off.
Okay. Yeah, I'm calling because of the fact that the guest that was in the show just a minute ago said that Zimmerman, in quote, said that he's an effing dog and that he doesn't belong around here. I think the fact that he said he doesn't belong around here, it was because of the fact that he actually did not live around that area. And the only moment that
I think there was some profiling because he was black and wearing a hoodie. I mean, look, when I was growing up, if I was walking around between houses, people come out and say, what are you doing? I mean, that kind of stuff. Plus, older folks don't know, and people like Zimmerman looks pretty square, that hoodies have been in for like a decade. Now, hoodies are definitely in around my office because I keep it so cold around here. Everybody wears like Arctic outfits. But, I mean, what do you think overall about all of this, Chris?
Well, I think that it has been hyped up too much to be used as a political tool.
Absolutely, absolutely.
From the fact that, let me tell you something. When you give out your money to the bank, you become an unsecured creditor, and the bank is a debtor. The fact that it's not being talked about in the mainstream media is that Barack Obama made us all unsecured creditors to the private Fed.
Absolutely. God bless you. Well, it's like Louis Farrakhan. He says a lot of stuff I agree with, like, you want to build up the black community? Spend your money in your local community. I mean, I go out of my way to try to go to little shops, little places, whether they're black, white, Hispanic. I don't care. I like to go to mom and pops. Usually the food's better anyways. I try to go to little stores. I try to go with small local companies if they can give good service, and a lot of times it is better. Plus, big companies like the secret police or something, they've always got a side business of info, and so they're sitting there, you know, you're like having a police interrogation, you know, with the carpet cleaner or whatever, or with the yard people. So, I mean, it's very, very simple. Things like that really make sense. I mean, I wish Mexico was like Switzerland, man, with jet ports and awesome houses, and it's beautiful down there. I'd say merge Mexico with the U.S. I don't care what color the people are. I care about the culture. And the culture of Mexico is a failed kleptocracy. We don't want to merge with that. And that's like spoken like a blue-eyed devil. Let's talk to Lori in Arkansas. Last caller, I have time for an overdrive. Sorry to the other people. Go ahead, Lori. Are you ready to have the warrantless checkpoint take your DNA on the side of the highway, Cupcake?
Can you hear me, Mr. Jones?
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, you're not going to believe what I've been going through since July 1st here in the second largest city, Fort Smith, Arkansas.
What's going on?
It's like you're not even in America, let alone the state of Arkansas. Let me try to make a long story short what occurred to me this past July.
No, no, they've got checkpoints, curfews. Is that what you're calling about?
No, I was falsely arrested, get this, Mr. Jones, for supposedly intercepting government operations here in Fort Smith, Arkansas, which is the second largest city in Arkansas. All I was doing was waiting for a taxi cab, me and my beloved cats, to go to a motel.
Is the cat racist?
I am a white person, but I am a dark.
You're racist. We can't listen to you now.
They are killing poor people as well here in Fort Smith.
The cat's racist, man. So, let me be serious. They arrested you for intercepting government communications, and because they're all looking for spies. The spies run the government. But, I mean, what happened to you?
Mr. Jones, me and my three adult cats with our five kittens to go to the motel outside the Payless shoe stores. Let me tell you that the governor in Little Rock, Arkansas, he claims to be a Democrat. There is not a doggone thing. My cats are being held hostage at the Humane Society. They want me to pay them close to $2,000. I was released from the jail cell July 5th.
They arrested you for intercepting a government communication?
Waiting for a cab, Mr. Jones, to go to the motel, me and my cats. Mm-hmm. That's what
and so now they've arrested you as a spy? What's happening next? Gitmo?
No, not a spy, Mr. Jones. I don't know. They made up some cockamamie excuse. They wanted the wagon back from the Dollar Tree store, that it was a felony offense to take a wagon. But let me make a long story short. I was released from their jail cell July 5th, and I'm trying to get my cats back from the Humane Society. They're holding them hostage. They want me to pay them close to $2,000.
Well, they're obviously in league with Al Qaeda, ma'am. I tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold, give you one of my riders. If you can show us proof, and this isn't a spoof call, then we're absolutely, because let me tell you, if it isn't a spoof call, it's amazing. Stuff just gets so much crazier, ma'am. We're going to try to get you some help here. I'm going to get you with one of our crack reporters, Julie Wilson, and we'll try to get your cats out of Camp Gitmo. They will kill them. I mean, that's not a joke. But we all know those cats are racist, folks. I mean, one of them's white.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Gentlemen, we are back live, and I mentioned this, but let's drill into this right now. First off, confirmed left-wing plant that Houston Zimmerman rally is a far-left activist, and they had a bunch of these people out there to hold up racist signs, to hold up stupid signs, and to say stupid things to the media, and to be quoted by the media. And the media knew, the establishment media knew full well what they were doing, engaging in a piece of theater to deceive the public. A photo from the Houston pro-Zimmerman counter rally at the NBPP anti-Zimmerman rally picked up by AP shows a woman holding a sign that read racist and proud. And again, that was picked up by the AP. He will not get a retraction. They're guaranteed in on it, ladies and gentlemen. That looked incoherent with other reports that pro-Zimmerman's side, the Houston Chronicle, identified her as Renee Vaughn. And then it goes on to break down that the Austin resident Renee Vaughn echoed the sign's ugly statements by yelling, "We're racist, we're proud, we're better because we're white." This was on MSNBC last night, folks. At the group as they passed, according to the Chronicle. So trying to stir stuff up. The act to smear the Zimmerman supporters as racist, she probably works with the Justice Department, folks. This should be investigated. As racist, with a leftist plant working as a photo and comment, was picked up and spread worldwide. Scanning the internet, we found that Renee Vaughn from Austin worked as a far-left environmental group, the Texas Campaign for the Environment, and that is federally funded, by the way. Renee was even, her photo linked to the far-left environmental website, and it shows her right there with the federally funded group. And I'm telling you, we should add in our article, I know this group, they're a land grab group for the big banks, not about real environmental issues. They may have useful idiots in the organization, I don't know. But I know this group, they get federal funds. And so you have a federally funded operative, guaranteed, confirmed, and they don't even care. They even say their real name because they know the media isn't going to cover it, just like they edited Zimmerman to make it sound like he was racist. There's a black guy out here. Look at him. Instead, it's a... this guy out here, he's looking in things, doing things. He looks, he's acting weird like he's on drugs, blah, blah, blah. Okay, where's he going? Where's he going? Okay, well, is he white, Hispanic, black? He looks black. See, they're all manipulating you, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, there's a whole world of serious things going on. Now, I've said this day one, it's about making owning guns racial and coming out with 180-degree frauds, 180 degrees from the truth, and saying, ladies and gentlemen, worldwide, it is racist to own guns. You have a right to be free in your community of no guns, while the government has the monopoly of force and rules over you, and criminals don't follow the law and abuse you. It doesn't work. But they know it doesn't work. It's about a monopoly of force in the UN zone treaty. They say the state must have the monopoly of force. Look it up. UNIDIR, July 7th. 2001, ratified in the original treaty, and the new treaty says we implement according to these agreements. Just like Obamacare says we get a blank check, or the NSA cybersecurity is a blank check, or the amnesty bill is a blank check. They're dictatorial blank checks, and that's what the UN treaty does. And that's why Forbes and even the Wall Street Journal have had to admit it goes after individuals' guns. It says states can have guns, but not people. And now Representative Luis Gutierrez, or Luis Gutierrez, calls for House hearings on Trayvon Martin and gun control. Washington Times. Boom. I heard him this morning because I monitor enemy channels on XM MSNBC. I'm saying XM's an enemy, but you know they carry enemy operations on there. And I'm literally, this is enemy operations. I'm not just saying that. This is an occupation takeover grid. Here's another one. NRA holder exploiting Trayvon Martin death to push gun control. The Hill. Yeah, no kidding. NRA blast Eric Holder for pushing gun control on Trayvon Martin's back. Pelosi. Congress must uphold oath to protect and defend the Constitution by passing gun control. CNS News. See, this is the whole thing. Bloomberg goes, I'm the biggest Second Amendment supporter in the world. Second Amendment means I take all your guns. I believe in a Fourth Amendment. We're going to have police without warrants search everybody on the street. You have a right to be a slave. George Zimmerman, ladies and gentlemen, look at the Twitter users after he helped save those people in the overturned car. Supposedly, George Zimmerman saved a family from an overturned car last week. Well, I say F him. The family Zimmerman saved, were they black? If not, I still say F him. You know, on and on and on. You don't know who this guy is. You don't know if he really did this on purpose. I mean, stop being so stupid and hating somebody you don't know while the New World Order puts fluoride in your water that lowers your IQ 20 points. They've stolen all of our advanced intellects that some of us would have had. They've robbed us all. We've got an incredible film. It's radio theater. It works well with radio. Coming up, the full video's up on InfoWars.com. It's called Purge.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, we're here for 3 hours live, 12 noon to 3 Eastern, back weeknight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars at Nightly News. I'm going to make an announcement here about the film contest after we premiere this film. TV viewers can watch it right now at InfoWars.com/show. PrisonPlanet.tv members can also see it. They get all the films and the Nightly News. All the free podcasts, all the free iPhone and Android apps are all at InfoWars.com/show. I'm going to tweet that out again while this film is premiering here on air. Now, we've gotten over 600 entries. They're all incredible. We're down to the top 35 right now at InfoWars.com/revere. or Infowars.com/Paul. It'll all take you there. In fact, the best way is Infowars.com/Paul. But a lot of them don't work well on radio. Some that do, we're going to be airing even after the contest here on radio/TV. But film depicts foreign takeover of DHS. The film is posted via YouTube up on Infowars.com in the featured news area and also tweeted it out on Real Alex Jones Today. And this deals with a foreign takeover of DHS. It's been done by foreign banks of the Federal Reserve, but to illustrate it, they show them using German mercenaries and parts of this that are incompatible with radio. I will narrate it. The film is Purge, and it's 17 minutes long. Here it is. Department of Homeland Security, headquarters.
In 2 weeks. Now I'm here to tell you the time is critical. The Department of Homeland Security has determined that now is the time to implement action to suppress the activities of right-wing extremists. The economic and political environment in which these extremists thrive is becoming more volatile. It's apparent that the world has entered into a currency crisis.
They're in a Homeland Security briefing room.
It's a civil unrest and armed conflict. Now, these are environments in which our enemies, both foreign and domestic, thrive. We're not going to let that happen. It's no secret that the DHS recently purchased over 2 billion rounds of ammunition. We're going to continue to purchase ammunition to keep it off the open market. This prevents these extremists from getting ammunition in their hands. Additionally, we've purchased 7,000 assault weapons. These weapons will be issued to newly formed FEMA Youth Corps brigades. As we receive threat-level assessments, these brigades will be deployed into combat areas using 2,700 war wagons that were specifically designed for this purpose. Now, in the past, extremists were easy to identify. They were skinheads, KKK members, radical political ideologists. Well, now it's becoming a little more difficult. This group includes anti-abortionists, pro-constitutionalists, believers in biblical end times, gun owners, and most importantly, military veterans.
Excuse me, but military veterans are not extremists. Pro-constitution? Every American should be pro-constitution. I mean, the Constitution is the written law of the land. We've all sworn an oath to protect it.
And believers in the end times? That's like every Christian in America. That's millions and millions of people. And they're good people.
Schreiben Sie die ID-Nummer an Bus. Write their IDs down so we can go after them later.
Now look, you may not think that these people are extremists, but we've been monitoring their activity. We've been looking at internet traffic, cell phone use, and financial transactions. All this information is being sent to the Threat Fusion Center, the Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and other federal agencies have determined that these people pose a real threat. Now, effective immediately, all DHS agents will be required to undergo firearms desensitivity training using these new targets. The elderly, children, pregnant women, gun owners.
By the way, this is all real.
Military veterans will all
actually have these briefings to see who will be part of it.
An additional asset that's been made available to DHS has been the use of drones. These drones will be outfitted for surveillance. But as threat levels increase and the need arises, they will be set up for military strikes.
This is treason.
Ich glaube, wir müssen das beschleunigen.
I think we'd better expedite this.
Sprechen nicht, nicht
speaking in German does not mask your guilt, one of the feds says. Your attitude is not appreciated.
Tun, was Sie am besten können.
Do what you do best. Some of us learn through schooling, others through experience.
Es ist deine Beerdigung.
Is this your funeral?
Agent Stein, thank you for your time today. Please continue the evaluation in the next room.
The only difference is the feds now just clamor to go up against the American people.
Amerikaner sind nicht
Americans are not as weak as you'd like to believe. By the way, they've actually used German intelligence for Oklahoma City.
Economic problems have already begun, and that real wars and civil unrest would be the end result. Now, in the fog of war, who's to say who was violent first?
I didn't say we were having economic problems.
Yes, you did.
This is exactly what they do on purpose to gaslight you.
And that would lead to real wars and civil unrest.
I didn't say that. You said that.
You started today saying...
Okay, okay. We all know that this is caused by the extremists hoarding gold, silver, and food. And it's also because of their racism.
What?
Especially military.
This is so accurate.
Agent Walker, next room. And what are you doing?
Getting some real intelligence.
Get out! Now, ladies and gentlemen, this does get more urgent. Our preparations for the purge have to be expedited. We received a request from the Federal Reserve that the Department of Treasury, with the assistance of DHS, be authorized to confiscate all gold and silver being held in safe deposit boxes in banks throughout the country.
By the way, they've actually done that.
It's already begun. Furthermore, in order to disable cyber attacks, to alleviate a toxic derivative market, and to starve out our political adversaries, the federal government is prepared to heavily tax all 401ks, all savings
accounts. This is the plan.
All pensions and all social security.
Just like they did with the IRS.
Especially those military veterans.
Absolutely. They're going to ruin you. And the Christians.
Now, a possible shutdown of the entire banking system may be required.
Well, of course people are going to become violent. You're stealing their money.
When my Aunt Gertrude finds out that you're going to yank her pension and cut off her Social Security, you're going to need all that ammo and all those tanks.
That's right.
Poor Telly.
How dare you do this to veterans who served their country faithfully, only to be backstabbed by a bunch of ivory tower bureaucrats committing treason?
Is that what you think this is, Agent Tortelli? Bureaucrats committing treason?
You
want to
know what this is? I'll tell you what this is. The DHS has become a Gestapo, the Nazi SS.
Tortelli, next room. Now, your mission briefs contain profiles of the extremists in your sectors. Know them before the next evaluation.
That's why they're going to private contractors, is they can't even get the Fed to do what they want, and it's actually happening. So one of the Homeland Security people, one of the FBI people, calls one of the extremists that's on our list.
Hello, is this Roland Mahan?
Yes, really. Who is this?
This is Agent Danielle Robbins of the Department of Homeland Security. I'm concerned about an operation the DHS is conducting, and I'm wondering if I can get some more information from you.
Why does my gut tell me that I should just hang up right now?
I understand.
You know, the DHS is not exactly on my favorite list.
I understand, and I'm on your side. Are you? Prove it.
Sir, I've received orders to investigate alleged extremist activity in my sector. The DHS is planning to purge certain individuals in the near future, and I believe they're doing it illegally. You're on the list, and I want to get down to the bottom of this before it gets any worse. Let me buy you a beer somewhere so we can talk more about it.
By the way, the Army manual says they're training to put us in, quote, re-education camps. This is real.
I don't think you're going to like where this is going.
I already don't like where this is. That's what I'm calling.
But it's so over the top, people are following orders. Because they don't know how to deal with the real thing happening in America.
I don't want to get involved.
Rolly, I have an intel profile report on you a mile long. I know internet posts, phone conversations, bank transactions. They have you all figured out.
All of that's illegal under the Constitution.
Involved.
But they do.
I want to find out if you are who they say you are.
Folks, they're already coming after us.
If it's not as advertised, well, Agent Danielle Robbins is going to be barking fire here at the office.
They put poison in the water, folks. You're already committed.
All right, but when we meet, you come alone.
Sure.
So they made it a football field.
Yeah, I was part of the 1st Tank Battalion, Abrams, who rolled into Baghdad, Iraq 2003. We were the first boots on the ground. I didn't see much action until a couple weeks later, but yeah.
Tell me more.
I don't think we were in Iraq for weapons of mass destruction. I don't think we're in Afghanistan for terror. I don't think we went into Libya to free the people. And I don't think we're in Syria now helping anybody. And if we get into a war with Iran, I don't think it's going to end well for America.
That's the plan.
Are you a Republican or a Democrat? And who did you vote for in the last election, if you don't mind me asking?
Neither. I will not vote for the lesser of two evils, and I will not be part of their system.
Whose system?
The Federal Reserve system. The Federal Reserve is a private company who has the power to issue our own currency. They're the real power brokers, the real shadow government.
And they want you bankrupt.
Congress and president can't even question them. The politicians are just puppets in this game. The politicians give us the illusion as if we're free.
And now they're going to get rid of even that.
The Federal Reserve is printing $85 billion a month through quantitative easing and giving it to themselves. It is total counterfeit. I mean, look at the Boston bombing. Look at that happen on the same day that the gold and silver market crashed. And all the big banks swooped in to grab all the money while everyone was busy watching the news of the bombing. They swooped in and bought gold and silver by the ton. And the reason that they want me purged is because I don't buy their lies.
That's right, folks. They're going to start with the leaders first, and they're going to move down to you.
Power brokers. So that, is that their plan, to get all the money?
No, they already have money. They want control.
That's right.
They want to bring about a new one-world government, a one-world currency, and a one-world religion. They want to control everything.
They're coming for everybody, folks. You're lying to yourself if you don't admit that. None of you that work for this are part of the winners.
Can you play this all out for me? Just play it all out.
It's going to start with a bank holiday. That's where they shut down all the banks. It's going to come like on a Friday afternoon. They're going to say that there's some cyber attack. And then they'll reopen the banks after they've dealt with the cyber attack on Monday morning. In the meantime, martial law will begin, and they'll start purging all veterans, all gun owners, all Christians, or anyone that they see as a threat. The Civil War is going to be bloody. They'll bring out the DHS, they'll bring out the FEMA youth soldiers, and then they're going to bring in foreign troops to help you. However, I doubt that they have briefed you that these foreign troops are going to turn on you. And then it's going to get real bloody. And in the end, the foreign troops is going to try to plunder the entire country. They've already been promised whatever they can plunder, they can have. Now, what they don't know is that the ruling elite are going to use robots to turn on them. And then when they're all dead, the ruling elite get it all. And anyone left is subject to the New World Order.
God.
Yeah, we're going to need them.
Is there any hope?
There is any hope. The American people have got to wake up. And the current police and military have got to stand down when they're given the order to fire upon Americans. Then they got to join the counter-revolution, us, who wants to return the United States of America back to a constitutional republic. And then together we can fight the technocratic tyranny.
They're still good people.
Anyway,
we're going to need them.
In a press statement from the chairman of the Federal Reserve, all banking activity will cease at 5 p.m. Eastern Time Friday afternoon. All banks will be closed throughout the weekend. ATMs will be shut down, and all online financial transactions will be suspended. According to the Federal Reserve press statement, normal banking will resume at 8 a.m. Eastern Time Monday morning.
In other news, at the military bases across the nation, troops are conducting emergency deployment readiness exercises in conjunction with the Department of Homeland Security and the other federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies.
Today, the National Council of Churches has made an urgent plea with all Christians, observe the scriptures, and obey the federal government's order to turn in all firearms by Monday. It is the civic duty of all Christians to be an example to the nation as peaceful, obedient citizens who quickly become part of the solution and do not cling to the problem.
This is the most disturbing weekend I have ever experienced in this country. Let's go to the phones. Larry, you're on the air.
Jack! Jack! Our pastor sold us out!
What?
Our
DHS has been put on high alert in anticipation of imminent terrorist attacks from veterans and is urgently requesting information of sightings of any suspicious activity, such as stockpiling or transporting in mass food, water, guns, ammunition, fuel, or any indication of home fortification. Again, if you see something suspicious, please contact the DHS immediately. A cash reward may be given.
They're bringing down the hammer hard, folks. You must keep vigilant. Let's get back to the phones. Jody from Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, you're telling me. I'm telling you, this is it. Yeah, I saw people that are just pulling right out of their houses. They're showing no mercy. This is it.
All right, let's stop right
alert.
There. You can see the final minutes of the film up on Infowars.com. It's in the featured news area. A film depicts foreign takeover of DHS and what ends up happening. I believe this is further out in the future for a hot purge, but they are moving towards that and admitting that's the plan. It's totally illegal. We have hundreds of admitted crimes from the top. They should all be in jail. They're going for broke. And I've got announcements concerning the Operation Paul Revere film contest on the other side. But go to Infowars.com/Paul to see the top 35 finalists. We've got a lot of news on Obamacare, you name it, coming up as well. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. The
taste of love is sweet, folks, when hearts like ours meet. All right, here's the announcement. We've had over 600 entries. All of them are pretty good. 300 or so were put up in the first group of finalists. Now it's down to 35. And you can find out at Infowars.com/poll. Or you can link through. Every day we're posting 5, 6, 7 different finalists up on the front page of Infowars.com, like Purge that you just saw and listened to part of, and depending on how you're watching or listening. And it has been really, really rough and trying to decide who's the best here. I tell you, it's amazing viewing at home at night, sitting there with an iPad until 1 in the morning watching these and trying to figure out what the finalists were and now who's going to win. I still don't know. And we're supposed to have, I'm supposed to decide like today or tomorrow so I can say Thursday who third place is. And then Friday, who second place is, and then Monday, so I can say who first place is. And I've just got to give myself the weekend to really properly judge this. And I also want to go back. I say these are the top 35 finalists. I want to go back through a bunch of the others because this is just what we did trying to meet this deadline. I'm going to go back to and look at some of the others and think if I've missed any of those to kind of put unofficially, you know, in the 35 finalists, because I'm the main judge. I can decide whatever I want. And then I'll decide by Sunday who the winners are. And Monday, I'll tell you again, third place. Tuesday, second place. And Wednesday, first place. So the contest will be done by the end of July, by next Wednesday. And this also gives us more time to promote all these great films and the great people that came together, and everyone's a winner because you made a documentary. And there's well over 600 of them, and everybody, whether it was a slideshow or a voiceover, or it didn't matter. You took action. That's winning. Resistance is victory. And there's already millions of views of these films. One of the films I saw has like 500,000 views, is climbing. Another had 500,000+, and then Michael Moore had it taken down, a Paul Revere-based one for no reason. It's incredible. It was a comedy video. There's been a bunch of others. I mean, all total, I think there's like 3-4 million views so far, and these will just grow forever. So $115,000 in prizes. We take all the money that comes in from books, videos, t-shirts, ProPures, advertising. I don't know of any other media person who's spending everything that comes in. I mean, I'm proud of that. It's not bad if I made money, for myself, and I've got a decent house and some cars and, you know, a little bit of money in the bank. I'm spending that now. I have to. Down the road, I'd sell my house, move into an apartment, you know, to keep funding this. I'm 100% going all out against the globalist. So InfoWarsStore.com if you want to support us and get the new film State of Mind, The Psychology of Control on Blu-ray or DVD. Yeah, we put it out for free on YouTube after it premiered on Nightly News. Yeah, great. I mean, millions are now going to see it. But the point is that you need to get the DVD so you have the hard copy and vote with your dollars and support the filmmakers. And, of course, InfoWars.com is distributing State of Mind, The Psychology of Control, such an important film. All the DVD orders get a free citizen rule book along with the order and bumper stickers, and throw a few magazines in there as well. So State of Mind, The Psychology of Control, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWarsHealth.com for the very best vitamins, minerals, wide spectrum, non-GMO, organic stuff like Tangy Tangerine 2.0 now out. InfoWarsHealth.com. And there's also a toll-free number on there. And you can also call 888-789-9277 to have any questions or sign up. They can help you sign up to get free shipping when you sign up for auto ship. Again, that's InfoWarsHealth.com, and a lot of new products up there as well. And get ProPure 10% off, promo code WATER.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.